friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. And in fact, I want to encourage you right now to quickly go to your phone and call a friend and invite them to tune into the radio station you're listening to, as we will be bringing you the very special message preached by myself and my father, Brother Hardy, Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy. I tell you, it is an eye-opening message you don't want to miss. So I'll be back at the close of the broadcast to tell you how you can get a hold of the copy of Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy. Now, this is what I want you to hear, what this woman said to those spies when they came in, Joshua 2 and 9. She said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us. Or in other words, the fear of you is fallen upon the people of Jericho. And that all the inhabitants of the land faint with fear because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. And we've heard of what he did to those two kings of the Amorites, Og and Zion. We heard about those giant kings that the Lord just utterly mowed down in front of you. And he listened to this. And she said, we heard how that you utterly destroyed them. Verse 11, and as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. So what she was saying, what I want you to understand is, this is 40 years later. Not a week later, not a month later, not even a year later. 40 years later, the people of Jericho were still trembling in their boots. They were still terrorized at the thought that the Israelites were on the way. I mean, years had gone by, decades had gone by, but those people, the stories that had come to them of how God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, how God rolled back the Red Sea, how God utterly destroyed every enemy before them, 40 years later, those stories still brought fear to the hearts of those people, and they had no courage. They knew sooner or later the children of Israel were going to come knocking at their door. And for 40 years, they were looking over their shoulder. And for 40 years, they were ready to get their suitcases and flee. Every time there was a ruckus outside of the city walls, they thought it might be those Israelites. It might be those children of the Most High God. Oh, yeah. She said, we fear because of you. Now, what does that got to do with this leprosy business? Now, if you knew that at any time, a foreign nation was going to invade America. You just didn't know when, but you knew they were coming. And when they did, you were not going to be able to withstand them. Chances are you would have your bags packed, an emergency bag. Chances are you'd have emergency supplies, maybe down in your basement or something. You would be ready to go somewhere safe. And for 40 years, those people were ready to flee because they knew the Israelites were coming. But they didn't know when, and they might have come in the middle of the night. Chances were good they would come while they were sleeping and while they weren't expecting them. And they probably thought in their mind, there's nothing we can do when they come in. They're going to take the land. They're going to take the city. They're going to take our houses. They're going to take our vineyards. They're going to take all our property. But you know what? I'm going to keep something. They're not going to get my silver. They won't get my gold. I'll hide it. I'll hide it somewhere so that if they come in unexpectedly or the middle of the night, I'll have it hidden. And research says, and this is recorded in the Talmud, which is the Jewish commentaries and the Jewish record of history, that those people in those cities took their silver and gold idols and buried them in the walls of the house. And in the foundation of the house, and behind the stones, and under the floor, so that when the Israelites came and they'd have to flee their homes, that silver and that gold and their idols would be hidden away. And maybe sometime they might recover it. And this is what they did. And God knew that those things were in the walls. And God knew that those abominable idols were in the floors of those homes.
And God knew where they were hidden. How many say amen? Oh, man might not know, but God knows the secret things. He knows the secret sins. He sees what goes on behind closed doors. And so when God allowed the leprosy to break out in the house, because we read, he said, I put it there. It was because God knew what was lurking in the foundation of those homes. He knew what was lurking behind the walls and the stones of those homes. And God did not want his people dwelling in an unclean house with idols and demons. Because wherever there's idol worship, there's demons. God didn't want his people in those kinds of houses. And it didn't matter if they slapped new plaster on the walls. And it didn't matter if they stuck new stones on the walls. It didn't matter if they painted it. It didn't matter if they wallpapered it. God said there is sin. There is iniquity. There is an abomination hidden in this house, and I want it out. In fact, God said, I want it destroyed and cut down. And history says that when they would begin to dismantle those homes and tear them down, like God said they not only had to tear them down, they couldn't just leave them there a pile of rubble. They had to carry it out of the city to an unclean place. And when they began to dismantle those places, they found those idol gods in the walls, under the foundation. And God wanted the iniquity and the evil exposed. He wanted it exposed. He wanted it to be rid of. And that's what we're going today. God wants us to expose the iniquity and the abominations that may be in our houses. Some things we know about, some things we don't know about. But today we hope to give you an education of what to look for. Because you may be totally innocent and ignorant of some of these things. And you may not be aware of it. Now, some of it, you may be willfully doing these things, but the Holy Ghost is going to convict you today. Notice I didn't say Sister Sharon, and notice I didn't say Brother Hardy. I said the Holy Ghost. He's the convictor. Today, some of you are going to go out here, and you won't be any different. You will be unchanged. But some of you are going to go out of here transformed, and you're going to have a difference in your home. So now we're not going to read the rest of the chapter. You can read it later. After they exposed all this evil, after they got rid of all of these idols, that wasn't the end of the story. Then they had to go and sanctify the home. Now they went through the same procedure for the home as they did for a leprous person. And it was a drawn out procedure. And Brother Hardy preached this once before. You should be somewhat familiar with it. If not, read all of Leviticus 14 later. Because he had to be cleansed with the blood. He had to be cleansed with clean running water. He had to be sanctified with the oil. Now we are going to tell you how you can do the similar thing to your home. We don't need to go kill a bird and take its blood. We've got the blood of Jesus. They were before the cross. We're after the cross. All we have to do is have faith in the blood of Jesus. And how we have faith in the blood of Jesus is not only receive it, first of all, for our own covering of our sins, but after that, as Christians, that gives us the authority to use the name of Jesus. You can say in the name of Jesus until you get hoarse. If you don't have the blood of Jesus on your life, it won't do you any good. It won't do a thing. But if you have the blood of Jesus on your life, then you're authorized, and in fact, you're deputized to use the name of Jesus. So this is the first thing you got to do. First, you must expose and evict the evil. Look at somebody and say, first, you must expose and evict the evil. Don't try to bless a house that's got evil in it. How many say amen? That's like taking a pig out of the pigsty and putting a pink bow on him. You got to evict the evil first. How many understand that by the scripture we read? Later on, Brother Hardy is going to tell you how you can actually bless and sanctify your home. He's going to give you the steps. He's going to give the oil. And we'll begin giving a handout with the oil so that when you go home and you say, what was all that? It was so much, you'll have it to refer to. And you can have your own blessing in your home. But the first thing you must do not go home and start blessing your house till you house clean. That's number one. You don't come home from work and take off your filthy, greasy clothes that you've been working on some car with and go put on your suit without taking a bath, do you? No, you take a bath and then you put on your clothes. And you've got to clean your house up before you anoint it. Now, what do you know what to look for? And also, this is a twofold thing I'll be telling you. What to look for now and in the future, how to keep evil from coming back. How to keep the plague from returning to your home. I'm going to give you a lot of information. Some things I won't be able to take as much time as I'd like to, but I think you'll get the idea. And you will begin to, your mind will begin to tell you things in your own home that need to be taken care of. After your house is cleansed, you want to keep all these things in mind. The first thing I want to talk about is this. Do not bring in worldly, ungodly things into your home. Now, that's a general thing. Let me tell you what the wise man said. The wise man said, Solomon, that is, take hold. It says in the King James, let us take, but it's much more powerful than that. Take hold of the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine. A lot of times the trouble starts with the little things, the little subtle things, the little nuances that are going on in your home where the enemy gets a foothold, where the fox comes in and begins to nibble away at the vine. Before you know it, the vine is dying, the vine is dead, and you're barren spiritually.
Amen. I trust that you have been spiritually awakened by this hard-hitting but timely message, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. Have you ever given thought to the many ways that you could be opening up the door to the demonic to your home? Through music and television, through books, jewelry, and even your children's toys? With the rise of the New Age and occultic influence in our nation, the enemy is finding an open door into many Christians' homes. But it's time to slam the door in the devil's face and evict your home of the evil. Because, friends, before you can bless and consecrate your home to God, you've got to first evict the evil. When the Lord gave us this message a few years ago, we found out that it's become one of the most popular of all of our audio teachings that we offer through R.G. Hardy Ministries. And we want you to have this message for your very own. It is available on both audio cassette and CD. You can receive the two audio cassettes, the complete message with my teaching, followed by preaching and a prophetic word by Brother Hardy, as well as instructions and a bottle of anointing oil that you can use to anoint your home. The two audio cassettes with the oil and the instructions are $15 postpaid. Or if you prefer it on CD, you will receive the two CDs with the oil and the instructions for $20 postpaid. Please ask for the Spiritual Leprosy series, and please let us know whether you want the audio cassettes for $15 or the CDs for $20. You may order your cassettes or CDs from R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203.
Or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine
to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.